Hey there, Wedding Pro. Are you using AI to its fullest potential in your business yet? Or have you been experimenting with ChatGPT with mixed results? I get it, and I figured out the hacks to get AI to help wedding pros elevate your brand, streamline your content creation, and more. And we're sharing it in our AI-powered Brand Voice Mastery for Wedding Pros guide, located in the Planner's Vault shop. This guide is filled with prompts, insights, and expert guidance on how to use AI quickly, powerfully, and accurately for your business needs. Whether you want to inject more personality into your copy or create more engaging social media content or communicate your unique value proposition more effectively, this guide is your key to unlocking the full potential of AI in your business journey. Grab your copy now at theplannersvault.com/shop. Or click the link in the show notes. Okay, friends, let's start the show. Hey, y'all, Megan here. As I record this in April 2022, the wedding industry is in the midst of what we all have come to know as the year of the wedding boom. And springtime is typically the kickoff to a very busy stretch of events for most pros. So what I'm sharing with you today is a short but powerful episode meant to help your business flourish right now with the limited time you have. I want you to use this episode as a quick scan of your business to figure out any areas that are easy enough right now to level up how you're showing up for other wedding pros and your clients. So episode 175 is all about 9 ways to be a better wedding pro during busy season. Hey there, I'm Megan Gilligan, and this podcast is for fellow wedding pros that know what it really takes to thrive as a professional in the wedding industry. Because it's not what they show you in the movies. Spoiler alert, it takes more than a wave of a wand or the toss of confetti to take someone's special day from big idea to big success. As for me, I've been planning weddings for 15 plus years, and I'm now a business consultant, international speaker, online coach, and mom of 3. And so it goes without saying, I've seen some things. And like many of you, I've mastered the rare art of coordinating chaos with a smile on my face, a coffee in my hand, and gel inserts in my shoes. This podcast is a wedding professional's safe space to laugh and dish about the glitz, the not so glam, and all things weddings. For real. All right, y'all. In today's episode, I'm going to share a total of 9 quick tips for you, and these ideas are broken down into tips you can implement before the wedding day, those that can be done on the wedding day, and those to put into action after the wedding is over. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, these tips are meant to meet you where you are right now, and I know you don't have a ton of downtime, so my suggestion would be to pick 1, 2, maybe 3 of these and try implementing the ones that are easiest for you to put into practice right now and come back to this episode when you have a moment to breathe and find what to tackle next. Ready to dive in? Let's start with tip number 1. Tip number 1 is don't promise what you can't deliver as it erodes trust and creates anxiety. I want to encourage you in this season of busy to release that inner people pleaser and be incredibly realistic about your follow-up to new clients, existing clients, and other wedding pros. So what I mean here is if you meet with a current client for a tour or a consult or have follow-up that you owe them, maybe these are recap notes, a proposal, or timeline updates, be realistic about when you can get them that information. It is absolutely okay to not have everything ready instantaneously. And trust me when I say this, it makes building and maintaining trust that much harder when you promise things with deadlines that you're never going to meet. And I see this often from vendor to vendor, as a planner myself who is often waiting on vendors to follow up, and from vendor to clients. And it's one of the main reasons for your client's anxiety to increase and their trust in you to decrease, which means you're going to have to work that much harder to rebuild the relationship. So instead, if you find yourself falling into this trap, I want you to focus on being more realistic with yourself and those who you're communicating with at the beginning, and it's okay to overestimate how long it will take you to respond and then be the hero getting that information to them sooner. And to take it a step further, if you're a wedding pro who owes information to a client, but you're waiting on another piece of the puzzle, maybe you're waiting on another vendor to respond, it's absolutely a great idea to still give some status updates to the person waiting for the answer on the other end. And in my planning company, I see that we do this often with our full service clients of communicating expectations and where we are with following up with vendors so that they're not waiting weeks to hear from us. And I will say I was really inspired to implement this idea after recording episode 154 of Weddings for Real with Michelle Loretta of B Sage Consulting, where we talked about shifting your business to meet Amazon addicted couples. So make sure you take a listen to that episode for more tangible ideas on this front. Tip number two is consider an autoresponder for all emails during busy season. And I'm going to give you a sample script that you can tailor to your business. Here goes. Hey there, thanks for your email. Our response times are a bit slower this time of year as we help bring events to life for our amazing clients with some incredible vendor teams. We'll get back to you in insert the amount of time that you feel like you can get back to all of your emails. And we thank you for your understanding and patience as we serve our clients in the busiest year of celebrations yet. This can be a simple way to ease some pressure to feel like you need to respond right away. And here's something I want to encourage all of us wedding pros to lean into. I've seen several posts online ranting about response times from other vendors, and I want to encourage you to practice empathy as much as you possibly can for others instead of ranting about it on social media. And if you need to rant, then find someone you know well enough in your inner circle and rant to them. I say this because you never know what's going on the other end of someone's business or personal life, so leaning into empathy is something that we can control and I highly recommend. Tip number three. Don't ask questions out of laziness or overwhelm. So before sending an email to another wedding pro or reaching out to your client for information, be sure to check and see what you have access to already, maybe in the form of a welcome packet or signed contract or past emails, and actually read those things. I get it. If your inbox looks like mine, there's a lot going on there. But there's nothing more frustrating for a wedding pro than answering something for another vendor that you've already clearly communicated. And this happens to all of us, from venue coordinators to planners to caterers to DJs to stationers. So what I'm encouraging is if you have this information from another vendor that you may need to do your job well, instead of reaching out and asking the question because you don't want to sift through that information, take the time to do this as a courtesy to the other pro. I liken this to how I feel when I ask my kids to put their shoes on for the 100th time, or I answer a question for them that I just answered 6 minutes earlier. Those of you who have been in this situation know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, now let's move into three tips for the wedding day. Tip number four. This is something that we've talked about in length within my Planner's Vault membership, but if you're a planner, I want to encourage you to bring a vendor basket filled with snacks, things like dried fruit, nuts, some granola bars, maybe some chips. Drop a little sign or note in that basket that says it's for your vendor team and thank them for being awesome. This goes a long way on the wedding day. If you're not a planner, I want to encourage you to text the planner or the venue contact and ask them their go-to coffee order. Swing by your local coffee shop on the wedding day and bring this order to life, and you're going to be a hero for sure. It also sets the tone for great teamwork and going the extra mile on the wedding day. Tip number five, also related to something you can do on the wedding day, and it's really, really simple. Ask how you can help. Or better yet, just jump in and lend an extra helping hand. Whether you're the DJ who sees the florist struggling to load in a large cart of florals, or the photographer who sees the planner wiping down the seats in a hurry at the ceremony site after a pop-up rainstorm, and you grab a towel and jump in, these are the things that are easy to do and absolutely set you apart. If you're questioning it, trust me on this one. 12 years in, and I still remember the vendors who offer to help or go above and beyond on the wedding day. And this really makes a difference in standing out from the crowd. Last tip for on the wedding day, tip number six is dress the part. One of the things that I see too often on an event day is wedding pros dress not like they're going to a formal event, but more like they're headed to a casual outdoor date night. Here's the deal. It's absolutely important to be comfortable. It's so important to be able to move around and do your job well. But we can't forget to dress for the event we're going to. Your client literally will never have a more formal outfit on in their lives and will likely never host a more formal event where they invite the most important people in their lives to attend. Their friends and family are going to be dressed and groomed and ready to show up and show off. And you, as part of the vendor team that they've trusted to bring this event to life, shouldn't be in jeans or leggings or something super casual in front of their friends and family unless that's a vibe for the whole event. You should be in comfortable yet classy and professional attire. And if you're unsure of what to wear, I want you to check in with the venue coordinator. This was such a great suggestion from episode 168 of the Weddings for Real podcast, where I interviewed Shannon Tarrant all about how to get your foot in the door with the venue coordinator. I also think you can grab some awesome etiquette tips from episode 166 of Weddings for Real, where I interviewed Lisa Lyons on wedding etiquette. All right, moving on to our last of the three tips. Tip number 7 is for after the wedding day. Here's where I want you to ask for feedback. Now, this one is so important, but trust me on this one, it's not something to leave off of your wedding process. After a wedding, I want you to send a thank you email and feedback request to your vendor team. And I've got a sample script for you, and I've pulled this one directly from a bundle of 25 common email templates that are within my Planner's Vault membership. You're welcome to use this in your own business. And if you want to grab the full bank of emails, I'll include that as a link in the show notes where you can grab it from our shop. Here it is. Hey, Name. I hope you've been able to get some rest since the wedding this past weekend. I wanted to send a quick thank you to you and your team. It was such a joy to work with you. I'd also love to ask you to share any feedback on your experience working with me as well. Or if you're wanting feedback on your team, you can change me to team. One of my major goals as a business owner is to continually improve the experience for both my clients as well as vendors like you. So if you're willing to share any constructive feedback on ways we can better serve you and your team, please know I'd love to hear it. Thanks again for everything, and I can't wait to hear back. Hopefully, they'll give you some feedback you can use to grow and refine your offerings. And if they only give you glowing feedback, well, this isn't bad either, because this can be used to pop into a testimonial on your pricing brochure or your website. Social proof is so, so powerful, and it can come from other wedding pros and not just from your past clients. Moving on to tip number 8, which is all about tagging and crediting other pros on social media. When sharing photos from the event day, whether after the fact from professional photographers or on your stories with the behind-the-scenes photos you took from the day, be sure to tag and credit your vendor team. No one is perfect here, and we all have had missed opportunities, myself included. But whenever possible, make sure to credit your vendor team properly. Because not being credited for your work, well, it sucks. And as social media continues to be a huge source of business for all of us in this industry, it really matters to each vendor every time their business name and work is seen by potential couples and other vendors. And I'll say this, as a planner, if I'm choosing between referring 2 amazingly talented photographers, but one consistently credits us on social media as the planner and one doesn't, you better believe we pay attention to that fact as it relates to who we recommend to our potential couples. All right, final tip here, tip number 9, is spread the love and write a review. After the last 2 years, we could all use a little love. A review from a fellow vendor is as good as a client review, and you, as a wedding pro, have the power to spread love to another wedding pro by taking 3 minutes to go on Google and write them a review after having worked with them. Take a moment with me and imagine how you'd feel if the week after a wedding, you got a great review from a vendor. Hopefully you've experienced this before, and if you have, you felt all the warm fuzzies and you appreciate so much that they took the time out to do that. So can you return the favor? Can you spread the love to another vendor? Can you commit to writing 1 amazing review this week for a pro that you've worked with recently? That's my challenge to you. Okay, y'all, there you have it. 9 easy to implement ways to be a better wedding pro during busy season. As a recap, here they are. Your 3 pre-wedding day tips are don't promise what you can't deliver, consider an autoresponder, and scan the information and actually read before asking questions you already have answers to. 3 tips for the wedding day are bring snacks, ask how you can help, and dress the part. And then finally, our 3 post-wedding tips are send thank you emails and ask for feedback. Be sure to tag and credit on social media and spread the love and write a review for a fellow wedding pro. Tell me which of these you're already doing and which one stood out to you as something you want to implement. Be sure to share this episode on social media and tag us. We're at Weddings for Real. And as always, thank you so much for spending time here today. You chose to tune in, and I appreciate that so much. You've got this, I'm cheering you on, and I can't wait to see what you pull from this episode. This episode was edited and produced by Earfluence. That's all for today. I'm Megan Gilligan, and I'll see you next time on Weddings for Real.